Regarding when you turn to Allah, Allah turns to you. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, "There was a man from a nation before you who had killed 99 people. He inquired who was the most learned person on earth and was directed to a monk. He went to the monk and said, 'I have killed 99 people. Is there any chance that my repentance will be accepted?' The monk answered, 'No.' So he killed the monk, who then became his 100th victim. He inquired again who was the most learned person on earth and was directed to a wise man. He went to the wise man and said, 'I have killed 100 people. Is there any chance that my repentance will be accepted?' The wise man replied, 'Yes, what can stand between you and repentance? Go to such and such a land. In it there are people who worship Allah. Join them in the worship of Allah, but do not return to your own land, because it is an evil place.' So the man set out. He had only reached halfway when death overtook him, whereupon the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment debated with one another for his soul. The angels of mercy entreated that he had become penitent and that he had turned towards Allah, whereas the angels of punishment entreated that he had never done a good deed. Then, in the form of a human, an angel appeared before them, and the angels were agreeable that he should arbitrate between them. He told them to measure the distance between the two lands, saying that the land the man was closer to was the land to which he belonged. The angels measured the distance, and he was found to be closer to the land to which he was journeying. So the angels of mercy took charge of him. In another narration, it says that the man was found closer to the land of the righteous by a span of the hand, and was counted to be one of them. There is also another narration that says that Allah commanded the space on one side to expand, and the space on the other to contract, and then said, 'Now carry out the measurement.' And it was found that he was nearer to the goal by the span of a hand, so he received forgiveness. It is also narrated that he came closer by crawling on his chest."